USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases in states led by Republicans continue to go down, the White House is accusing some Republican governors of getting in the way of efforts to end the coronavirus pandemic.
Why are these legislators, these Republicans, getting in the way of that, getting in the way of saving lives, getting in the way of us making sure that the economy is working as well?
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre using those words while speaking to reporters on Tuesday. Florida is one of the states suing the Biden administration over their vaccine mandate. According to Johns Hopkins University, the 7-day average of confirmed new coronavirus cases in Florida is 1,506. The Mardi Gras parade is coming back to New Orleans in 2022. City spokesman Bo Tidwell saying they feel comfortable welcoming the world back to Bourbon Street. This is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Standard Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The White House is again touting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden is set to sign this week. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo focusing on the expansion of broadband access across the United States.
We must connect all Americans, regardless of where they live, to high-speed, affordable internet.
Raimondo saying too many poor and rural communities do not have affordable, high-speed internet access. The public is getting a chance to lay flowers Tuesday at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. It marks the first time in nearly a century that the public will be allowed to pay respects and lay flowers at the base of the tomb. The opportunity comes as Veterans Day on Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which holds the graves of three unknown American service members. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
According to the most recent Rasmussen poll, 2/3 of U.S. voters don't believe illegal immigrants have the right to sue the U.S. government, and as for settlement payments for families separated at the border, most think the proper amount is zero. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that only 17% of likely U.S. voters think illegal immigrants should be allowed to sue the U.S. government, while 66% say they shouldn't be able to file such lawsuits. 17% are not sure. This as Congressman Chip Roy of Texas tells Fox News the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border is continuing, along with a host of other issues.
We're losing care. We got Border Patrol agents that we're bleeding out. About half of our Border Patrol agents may leave. Law enforcement that are not on the job in New York. Firefighters that are missing. Why? Because of an unnecessary virtue signaling mandate from a president who barely even knows where he is in the morning.
Lawsuits are being filed in connection with the deadly stampede at a concert in Houston, and now the FBI is involved. The Bureau is looking into what happened at the Astroworld Festival last Friday when 8 people were killed as fans rushed the stage. It happened during a performance by rapper Travis Scott, and the crowd size was estimated to be at least 50,000. Hundreds of concertgoers were hurt in addition to those who were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.